So a few weeks ago, I got a message on a live chat widget that I've put on a few of my sales pages. And the message read, "Hey, Brennan, I'm a longtime podcast listener. We miss you." That's when I realized that I've really dropped the ball when it comes to this podcast. And to be honest with you, it's not that I realized it fully then. I've known for a while that I've had a podcasting problem. And I think I just tried to shove it under the rug and just ignore it and hope that it would go away and no one would care. But I think if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, I owe it to you to tell you a few things. First off, what I've been having going on within my own business, because there has been a few big business changes in terms of the growth of the business and some changes with just my attitude towards the business that I've had impact my ability to produce podcasts. And the other thing is, I want to tell you a bit about my plans going forward with this podcast. So this isn't going to be a long episode. I'm not interviewing anyone or anything like that. I just, you know, me to you, I wanted to tell you a bit about what I've got going on in the business and kind of peel back the curtain and show you what I've been doing and my attitude and everything towards my day-to-day work with the business. And then I want to tell you about how I think this podcast could be better and, most importantly, more valuable to you, the listener. So let's first talk about my primary business, WR Freelancing. So it's been on this crazy roller coaster of growth over the last year. We've now hit consistently about six figures of monthly revenue. And it's been extremely valuable, both obviously to myself, but also for everyone involved in it. I mean, we're at well over 40,000 people now who get my weekly emails, we have more than 10,000 customers. I mean, it's been wild. I mean, I had no idea back when I first shipped what was a little janky ebook called Double Your Freelancing Rate, that it would turn into anything like this. And I've been floored at just not only how it's grown, but most importantly, how it's affected people. We just did our last ever WR Freelancing Conference in Stockholm a few weeks ago. And it was really bittersweet. I'm not doing conferences for reasons that kind of tie in and relate to why I've been slacking on this podcast. I'm not planning on doing any more conferences in the future, but it was just surreal being at this resort in Stockholm with dozens and dozens and dozens of subscribers and customers of mine who have all in some way benefited from what myself and really the team at WR Freelancing have been up to. So it's been a wild ride. It's been great. It's been hugely rewarding. And it's impacted a lot of different people. But I've been on this quest over the last year to get myself off the business hamster wheel. So if you think about the usual way that people sell products, let's say, online, they'll do things like they'll have a weekly podcast or they'll have a weekly newsletter and they'll keep producing more and more and more content, which is great, but it's distracting. It keeps you from focusing on building even better premium content, better courses, better whatever. And I realized I was kind of on this infinite loop of thinking, I need a podcast this week, and I also need a new article on my site this week. And funny thing about life is it's not always, things will come up. You're sick. You've got to travel for something. I've been doing a lot of speaking at different conferences. I've been in 20 different countries in 2017 alone, which if you've ever done any sort of recording, good luck bringing your AV or audio rig on flights and all over the world with you. So as I've been moving towards this model of wanting to work more on the business instead of in the business, I've had to come to a few, I've had to kind of confront a few different things and make executive decisions about, do I keep doing this or do I stop doing this? And, you know, when I first started, I had this attitude of, I'm just going to use every tactic thingy under the sun. And it's definitely worked. I mean, it's worked in the sense that my audience has grown, my reach has grown and everything else. But, you know, before I knew it, I had a video podcast thing that kind of fizzled out and died on arrival, largely because I had to haul out my lighting setup and my camera stuff and everything else just to produce one of these daily shows. And then I had the podcast, which is a once a week endeavor. And then my weekly newsletter, which would be promoting some new content that I've got. And it just became really hard to focus on anything big picture. You know, between those things and day-to-day customer support, all my energy and all of my time was taken. So I wanted to get off this hamster wheel of doing all this stuff. So the first thing I did, which I'm really happy I did, was to delegate out frontline customer support. So I have somebody now who handles people who have questions about my products, people who can't access a product of mine, people who have a billing issue or want a refund or anything like that. I'm not a part of that equation any longer. Now, granted, sometimes who I have helping me, she needs to escalate certain things to me. But for the most part, I'm able to get out of all that. So that was one thing that I was able to fix. The other thing, though, was the issue with weekly emails and a weekly podcast. Emails were easy because I could at least email while on the road. I could be on a flight and knock out a few thousand word article, but I couldn't do the same with audio with a podcast. So that was another issue, considering most of the things I've ever done have been just in time. So if you got a broadcast email announcing a new article, chances are within the last 24 hours, that's when I finished that article. Podcasting, same thing. So I've really gone down the rabbit hole in terms of automation, email marketing automation, and I've made it so now I've got this crazy setup where if you join my list, you're getting what appear to be more or less real-time emails from me that are fully personalized and specific based off of what you've been consuming of mine. So behaviorally, what have you been doing? Are you looking into, are you trying to become a better, you know, at writing proposals? Are you working on scaling your business? Or maybe you need some help with pricing. Depending on what you're doing and depending on what you're engaging with, the content you get sent will change. So it's actually more valuable than the old model of like, I've got this article idea, I'm going to write it, I'm going to blast it out to the whole list, and hopefully it's helpful. So now it's very contextualized, and engagement has been really higher than ever. And that's translated into sales, which are now higher than ever. I've actually gotten away from the, again, another model you see online are these big, like, let's say every 3 months doing this big list-wide launch of either a new or existing product or something like that. I've made it now so the only pitches that I do are based off of when certain thresholds are met. So when a certain level of engagement is met in, let's say, pricing, you're probably going to get pitched on my course on pricing. And it's very relevant to you. But no one, I mean, it's not happening list-wide. It's only happening to you or anyone else who has a similar interest and has triggered the same thresholds. So not to go too deep on like this automation, geek out, whatever thing that I've just been doing, but I've made it so with the nurturing and the sales that I need to keep the business afloat, I've fully automated that. Yes, I could probably now go and sit on the beach and chill, right? I mean, that's the quote unquote passive income dream, which I've largely accomplished as a result of having built this stuff up over the last 4 or 5 years now. You know, but what has this meant? What has this actually meant both for me and my customers? So with that, now that I've eliminated myself from needing to be day-to-day involved in the business in a very embedded way, I've been able to produce more and higher quality and more polished premium content than ever before. We just did launch the videos for the conference we just hosted. We put together this beautifully designed 86-page ebook that basically sums up the entire conference. And it's amazing and gorgeous. And we're now taking that level of polish. We're looking at how can we make the site more useful. We're looking at how can we make our existing premium content more useful. It's just we're trying to really ramp up polish and quality higher than it's ever been. It's also allowed me to focus on writing the book that I've wanted to write for a while now. I've also, like I said, traveled to 20 different countries this year. And I've been all over, both sometimes personally, but for the most part, going to speak at an event. We've hosted a few of these kind of like business retreats that we've done and are planning to do more of. But it's been really nice because it allows me to both see the world. I love traveling. But I'm able to not worry about like, you know, I don't need to be in Thailand on a business retreat thinking, crap, I got to send an email this week. It's allowed me to get that off my plate. I've also started a new software company called WriteMessage.io. And I could not do that. I could not run two businesses full time. I just don't have the energy, the patience, or the time to do that. So I've been able to do that. And I've been able to take on a few select consulting clients, not a lot, but a few very profitable consulting clients that have let me kind of push what I like to do, which is automation to the limits on somebody else's business, but also get rewarded financially in a very nice way from doing that. So I don't say all this to brag or to say I could rest on my laurels or anything like that. What I've realized, though, again, is that if I can focus more on the business, everyone benefits. And to go back to the thing that started this episode, weekly podcasting was a very prime example of me working in the business. But I know that the episodes that I've produced historically and the content that's come out of this podcast for many of you has been really, really valuable. And the discussions that make it from my microphone to your ears are genuinely helpful. And I don't want to let my own personal ambitions, my own personal changes when it comes to how I want to run this business keep you in any way from becoming a better consultant. So here's what I'm thinking, and I do need your help. So, you know, I'm going to ask you to do something at the end of this. So stay around to the end. I want to do seasons. I want to produce this podcast in seasons. And instead of interviewing a lot of, you know, expert guru types who have their own systems and frameworks, I want to interview people like you, listeners of the podcast, readers of Double Your Freelancing, students of my courses. And I want to show the world what is possible when freelancers focus seriously on their businesses. And I'd love for you to be a part of that. So what seasons will let me do is I'll be able to interview people in batches and queue up the episodes to be released over time. So I can spend, let's say, a week knocking out a full season of this podcast, which then takes X many months to go out. So that's better for me. But it also allows me to still deliver value in the way I want to through audio, through this podcast. So who am I looking to speak to with? Who do I want to bring onto this podcast? And why do I think that this model will be better than the old model? I don't want to talk to anybody who thinks they've got it all figured out. None of us do. I want to talk to works in progress. Maybe people who have just overcome a specific mental hurdle and are willing to share what that experience was like. Or maybe, you know, somebody who has recently pitched their very first client on value and it went well, or maybe it didn't go well, but what was that like? What can you share with others who want to make that leap to pricing on value, but haven't yet? It'll be like, let's say, you and I sitting down over a pint and talking shop, talking freelancing, talking consulting. No fanciness, no systems, just two people talking and hoping that the world gets something out of our discussion. So if you would like to come on, again, very casual, you and I, just like if we were at a conference, like one of the many ones I'm going to be speaking at over the next few months, and we were talking in the hallway, what would that conversation be like? And let's share that conversation, because believe me, people get value out of people talking about, you know, yeah, I was really afraid to do this, but this has helped me. This has specifically helped me. Maybe this book I read or this article I read or this podcast episode I listened to. And let's talk about that and let's share that with whoever happens to be tuning into this podcast. So if you want to, or you want to nominate somebody who you think should come on this, email me at brennan@wrfreelancing.com. Put podcast in the title, in the subject, so I know it's easy for me to filter that way. And I don't have timing yet in terms of when I'll be recording and when I'll be releasing the first episodes of the new season-based podcast. But depending on the interest I get, depending on how many emails you send me, and also depending on how interested you are, I mean, shoot me either an email. I'm at Brennan Dunn on Twitter. Say, like, this sounds good. Because again, sometimes me speaking into my microphone is a bit like talking into an echo chamber. I don't know who's on the other end. I don't know who's listening, or I don't know if I'm saying what I need to be saying. But I think that doing it this way, where we can get actual people who are like you, like me, who have done something recently. It doesn't need to be huge. They don't need to have some million-dollar a year business or anything like that. Just somebody who has said, you know what, I used to do this, I'm now doing this, and it's better. And here's what I learned doing that. I think that's going to be extremely helpful. And there are great podcasts out there like Freelance Transformation that my friend Matt Englott runs, where you have interviews with authors, with people, with experts. But what I'm hoping to do now with the Double Your Freelancing podcast is to make it much more conversational, you and I. I'd love to, you know, when I go to one of these conferences I have planned, I'd love to bring my own recording equipment and maybe do one of these on-site at a, you know, after the talks, go to local bar and just talk with somebody. Who knows, maybe I'll have one of these kind of like out of the home studio episodes to share at some point. But so again, shoot me an email, brennan@wrfreelancing.com. Put podcast in the subject. I'd love to bring you on. In other news, like I mentioned, I'm going to be speaking at quite a few different events over the next few months and weeks. I'll be in Denver. I'll be in Islamabad, Pakistan. I'll be in Austin. I'll be in Minneapolis. I'll be in Dallas. If you want to say hi while I'm in town, if that's your town or you're going to be at one of these conferences, hit me up on Twitter or shoot me an email. I'd love to say hi and potentially see you in person there. So onwards and upwards, I think, you know, I really felt like I owed it to you to at least give you some transparency into what I'm thinking. And I didn't mean to, if this sounded like potentially an excuse or something why I haven't been podcasting or something like that, I really didn't intend it to be. I'm just trying to be as open as possible with you and share with you like what has been things that have made me regret part of the way I've run my business. And I think the real-time hamster wheel nature of this podcast and the newsletters and everything else have contributed to that, especially with the travel schedule I've had over the last few months. So thank you for being awesome. Again, sorry for keeping you in the dark if you've been a long-time listener. We have hit this inflection point with Double Your Freelancing, as has really my lifestyle. And it's been hard to stay on top a lot of the things that need my real-time constant input. But I want to make this right by having a season-based podcast that allows me to batch record, batch produce a lot of this, but still deliver great content to your earbuds. Thanks, guys.